This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As protesters continue to condemn police brutality and racism nationwide following the death of George Floyd, a Reuters opinion poll shows that an overwhelmingly majority of Americans, including most of President Trump's Republican Party, support sweeping law enforcement reforms. 82% of Americans want to ban police from using chokeholds. 83% want to ban racial profiling. 92% want federal police to be required to wear body cameras. And 91% support allowing independent investigations of police departments that it shows patterns of misconduct. The poll showed bipartisan support for many proposals put forth by Democratic lawmakers in recent days for changes to police departments in the United States. Mr. Trump, who has been trying to win back suburban voters by positioning himself as a law and order president, has called on states to crack down on unrest and previously said he could use military forces if protests are not quelled. A statue of Robert Baden-Powell, the founder of the Scouts, is to be removed from a town in southern England. Critics say while he is hailed for creating the worldwide scouting movement, he also held racist views and supported Adolf Hitler and fascism. Poole Council is to remove the statue. It will be held in storage while local communities discuss an appropriate future for it. Black Lives Matter demonstrations sweeping across the United States and Europe have reignited a debate in Britain about monuments to those involved in its imperialist past. A spokesman for the Scouts said the organization was looking forward to discussing the Baden-Powell statue's future with the council to make an informed decision on what happens next, and said the Scouts were committed to inclusion and diversity. This is VOA News. Globally, there are more than 420,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19, and in the United States, nearly 114,000. The number of confirmed infections is more than 7.5 million globally and more than 2 million in the United States. The latest data on U.S. jobless claims shows both a continued drop in those seeking benefits and a historically high number of people out of work. New claims fell to 1.5 million. That's the 10th straight weekend decline, a weekly decline, according to government data released Thursday. But that figure is still more than twice as high as the number of Americans who sought benefits at the peak of the Great Recession. And in another sobering gut check, those relying on jobless benefits beyond the first week known as continuing claims still hovers around an eye-popping 21 million. Thursday's data served as a reminder of the long road to recovery that lies ahead for the U.S. economy despite a solid bounce back in hiring last month. Rio's Copacabana beach, normally bustling with locals and tourists basking in the sun in a non-pandemic world, turned into a metaphor overnight. Activist group Rio de Paz dug 100 symbolic graves to illustrate the country's fight to contain the coronavirus. Brazil has the second highest number of coronavirus cases globally and third highest fatalities from COVID-19, at more than 800,000 infected and approximately 41,000 dead. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who once described the coronavirus as a little flu, has drawn sharp criticism from around the country for his handling of the crisis. Rio de Paz coordinator Antonio Carlos Costa is adding his name to the list of critics, saying the public deserves messages of hope, action, and solidarity from the government during times like this. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden called out Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, demanding that Facebook crack down on misinformation and fact-check politicians' ads. In an open letter to Zuckerberg, the Biden campaign encouraged supporters to use the hashtag MoveFastFixIt, a play on Facebook's Move Fast and Break Things motto, and sign a petition for Facebook to remove false information, fact-check political ads, and then the 2 weeks leading up to the November election, and force clear rules that apply to everyone, including President Trump, that what they say prohibit threatening behavior and lies about how to participate in the election. The letter also puts more pressure on Facebook to change its policies on political ads and speech after its smaller rival Twitter began fact-checking the president's tweets, including a post from the president about mail-in ballots that Twitter labeled with an exclamation point and message urging users to get the facts. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.